This is episode number 10.
It's time for Road Trekking, the podcast. Traveling North America in a small motor home. Exploring, camping, boondocking, embracing the RV lifestyle. And sharing tips and where to go and how to keep things running right. Here's award-winning journalist Mike Wendland and his network of road trekking reporters.
Hey, what is up, road trekkers? How are you? I am Mike Wendland, and this is a show that celebrates the RV lifestyle. Whether you travel around in a big Class A RV, or maybe a Class B like the one Jennifer and I travel in, or a fifth wheel, a pop-up, heck, even if you dry camp out of your car or tent and are just thinking about getting an RV, this show's for you. We talk about getting out there, enjoying God's creation, meeting interesting people, finding great campsites, exploring the countryside, as well as sharing tips on keeping our RVs running right and using the right gear and technology to enhance our camping and RV experience. That's what Road Trekking, the podcast, is all about, the RV lifestyle. Hey, this is a very special edition of the Road Trekking RV podcast. It's coming to you today, tomorrow, and the next day. Three back-to-back episodes, 10, 11, and 12, all coming to you from location in Louisville, Kentucky. That's where Jennifer and I are today. We're attending the big industry trade show, the 52nd annual National RV Trade Show, sponsored by the Recreation Vehicle Industry Association at the Kentucky Expo Center. And before we get on to some of the news that happened here on day one of this big RV trade show, let me tell you that this episode of Road Trekking the RV podcast is brought to you by Van City RV, where they only sell Class B motorhomes, and the Good Sam Club. Good friends, good fun, great savings. Join today. Well, like I said, we are in Louisville, Kentucky. This is the first time I've tried out our portable road trekking sound system. And to tell you the truth, I slapped this together really quickly. It's been an incredibly full day here. This show opened on, as you're listening to this, the show opened today, which is Tuesday, December 2nd, 2014, and we arrived in Louisville a little after noon, and we have been busy ever since. It's now about 7 o'clock at night, and we just got back to our RV, and I put this all together, so I'm not sure of the sound quality. Hopefully it's good, and if not, we'll tweak it, but got a lot to do and a lot of things to cover on the show. The show began, let me just tell you, this is not a public show. You can't come in and just see it unless you are in the RV trade business. That would be a vendor or a manufacturer, or if you are an RV dealer or work for an RV dealer. There are about 57 different manufacturers here. Every brand new 2015 RV is on display. I mean, we're talking Class A's, Class B's, towables. Something we'll talk about later this week called a park unit, a park RV. You know what that is? This is a huge new trend in it. They call them recreational vehicles because they're under 400 square feet. These are like mobile homes. Yeah, like a trailer park, only they're very nice. They're sometimes two stories. We looked at some today. And people buy not necessarily one, maybe one up north, one down south. And they keep them permanently at RV campgrounds that are being set up to specialize in hosting these park units. I'll talk about that tomorrow, but it's a major trend. We first started seeing it at some RV shows a year or so ago, and now they're all over the place out here. But every RV is here, really, from the little teardrop trailers to pop-ups to towables to the great big million-dollar Class A's, and they're all on display here. The industry is very upbeat. After a devastating recession in 2007, 2008, it has now bounced back, and they're saying that we've just keep seeing quarter after quarter of sales growth. Now, this is a show aimed at the lifestyle of an RVer, and we don't really care a lot about all those industry stats, but it is interesting to note how happy and optimistic all of these dealers and manufacturers are as they look at it. We talked to some dealers. We talked to some of the RV manufacturers. You'll meet all of those people later on in this podcast and the ones coming up over the next couple of days. But interesting stuff, and I was very impressed at how everybody has a smile on their face. This is not a crowded show. There's not a lot of people here. In fact, they tell me that there's probably less people here than there have been in previous years because the RVI has a big show in Las Vegas in, I think, September, and then there's a big show in Elkhart where they make a lot of RVs. And so people are out of the show mode, and we just finished Thanksgiving. Christmas is coming, so it's not. I mean, you can walk down the aisles. You can real. We like this show because we can actually go and see them and walk in and not have to stand in line to get in and look at them. Well, we did see a lot. Today was the first day, and we're going to talk in this episode about some new stuff we saw from Road Trek. They introduced some new things. But before we get too far, if you have a question, I want you to make sure you're going to the Road Trekking blog, roadtrekking.com. And by the way, if you look there, you can see all of our podcast episodes are linked. Just look under the podcast tab there on the roadtrekking.com. And please go back and listen. You can hear a lot of interesting stuff on our previous podcasts. But this is a podcast where we encourage you to share your information as well.
Want to be part of the podcast? Ask a question. Leave a comment.
Look on the right side of Mike's RoadTrekking.com blog and click the Send Voicemail button. We welcome listener voices and love your questions.
Now, before we get into the big announcement from Road Trek out here, let's hear from one of our sponsors, and that is Van City RV. Van City RV serves RV shoppers from the center of the country in St. Louis, Missouri. It is one of America's top dealers. They specialize only in Class B motorhomes from the three major small motorhome manufacturers. They're in stock, on display, and Van City RV loves to deal. They only sell Class Bs. The owner, Ray Dwyer, is the dean of Class B sales. Nobody knows small motorhomes better than Ray and his crew. They not only stock new models, they have a large inventory of used Class Bs as well, and they have a great fly and drive program. Shoppers from all over the U.S. choose Van City RV, fly into St. Louis, they get picked up at the airport, taken to Van City RV to pick up their new unit, and I think Jennifer and I've been to Van City RV. We've met Ray and Danny and the crew, and they have one of the top service centers in the country. They've worked on our Road Trek motorhome, and I can personally tell you these guys are skilled and they have a lot of expertise. But they've got some specials. Here's Danny from Van City RV with this week's special.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, I want to let everybody know that all our 2014 model year chassis motorhomes are going to be all discounted till the end of the year with a $3,000 additional discount. Right now I've got three specials though. We've got three Road Treks on the Mercedes chassis. We got the RS, we got the CS, and the Agile, all with $15,000 off of regular MSRP. Mention this ad and take an additional $1,000 off just for the holidays. Give us a call at 1-800-467-3905 or you can check them out at vancityrv.com.
That's 1-800-467-3905, Van City RV, where you'll always find the best Class B for you at the right price. And like Danny said, if you mention you heard the Road Trekking podcast, they'll give you $1,000 off. $1,000 off on top of all those other savings. That is a good deal. Well, the big announcement at the RVIA show from Class B perspectives was the unveiling of a brand new model from Road Trek Motorhomes. You're going to hear the name of that model for the very first time tonight. And with the show notes, according to this on this podcast, I will have a video as well. And it will be a video of my interview with Jim Hamill, the president of Road Trek, as he let us see. And you'll see as Jennifer kind of explores and shows off the interior of this new model. The new model, and we hinted at this a couple of weeks ago when we visited the factory and we saw it in the final stages of construction. This is built on the Dodge ProMaster chassis. That's a new chassis for Road Trek. It joins the Mercedes Sprinter and the Chevy Express chassis. This is the Dodge the ProMaster chassis. It's a pretty neat little unit. It's about 21 feet long, as you'll hear, as Jim Hamill kind of describes it for us. And again, with the show notes, I'll try and get a video up if I can get this done before too late tonight. Otherwise, it'll be on the blog over the next couple of days. And for those of you who are listening sometime out into the future, Again, this is almost a live podcast. We just finished our tour of the RVIA show and came right back after taking a look at this brand new unit. And if you're ready, here's the interview with Jim Hamill and the unveiling of the brand new road trekking model. They call it the National RV Trade Show, and this is the 52nd annual meeting in Louisville's Kentucky Expo Center. Some 57 manufacturers are here and 227 suppliers, and it was a time of many announcements, like the debut of Road Trek Motorhome's brand new Zion model, built on the Dodge ProMaster chassis. Road Trek President Jim Hamill gave us the official tour.
The Zion.
Z-I-O-N.
We thought it was a great name. It captures the spirit of road trekking. It's 21 feet long. The seat's 5. It sleeps 3. It has storage for toys and bicycles. It has all the standard amenities, an enclosed bathroom, 5-cubic-foot fridge, rooftop solar, engine generator, power electric sofa, regular granite countertops, a propane system, and a 400 amp hour battery.
Big refrigerator.
5-cubic-foot refrigerator. Huge refrigerator for a van this size. And all in this, the brand new Ram ProMaster chassis that is a front wheel drive, fuel efficient, easy to drive, easy to park.
Now, this whole system with storage is what surprised me. How much room you have packed into this vehicle?
We have just under 50 cubic feet of storage space in the cabinets. It's got a huge amount of storage space, extra drawers under the beds. It has a big, huge drawer under the refrigerator, a massive pantry to store your kitchen goods in, big galley with multiple different cabinets and drawers. It's really well set up for camping.
Talk to us about the solar and then the engine generator, some of the things that came from your early innovation a couple years ago with the E-Trek.
Yes, we're starting to pick pieces of the E-Treknology that we are using. That's what we call it, E-Treknology. So this unit has solar as an option, 200 watts of solar, which will keep the batteries topped up and charged when you're not using the vehicle, and continue to top them up when you are. The engine generator gives you 280 amps of power charging the battery systems. A 2,000 watt inverter, which will run the air conditioner while the unit is running down the road off the engine generator.
The price of this?
Around $82,000 MSRP, depending on the options you take.
And how does that compare to other Class Bs?
Right now, from an MSRP perspective, it'll be one of the lowest MSRPs out in the marketplace for anything at this size.
When will we see this in dealer showrooms on the road?
We are building them now. They're running down the line. They'll be delivered to dealers in early January, and we're looking forward to it.
Initial reaction as you have shown this to as many of the dealers that are attending this event in Louisville?
We had to go print more order forms. There's no way we can keep up with the orders.
Well, if you heard all that noise in the background there as we recorded that announcement, that was the sales staff for Road Trek interacting with different dealers. And indeed, people were ordering them, and they are building them in the factory in Kitchener, Ontario. And you'll probably see those, as Jim Hamill said, showing up in the next month or so. I'll put all of the stats in the show notes that accompany this podcast, and you'll find that at roadtrekking.com. But again, it's pretty neat. It is about 20, not quite 21 feet, 20 foot 11 inches. The width is 6 foot 11 inches. There is the exterior height with the air conditioner is 9 foot 5 inches. So that'll let you know whether you can get it into your garage. It's a pretty neat looking unit. I was particularly taken up with the alternator, the engine alternator, and the generator, the 200 amp that Jim Hamill talked about. There's also 200 watts of solar power as an option. And did you catch that phrase, that E-Trek option? Now they call it E-Treknology. Clever. I asked what marketing committee came up with that, and Hamill said he just kind of dreamed that up the other day. But E-Treknology is the term, and it's a pretty neat little unit. Again, I did a video version of the interview with Jim, and that will run along with the show notes in this episode of the podcast, and you'll find all of that at roadtrekking.com. We'll have some more stuff from Road Trek in tomorrow's podcast, as well as some of the other trends that we're finding out there. But that was the big announcement in terms of Class B's, a brand new model on the Dodge ProMaster chassis from Road Trek called the Zion. Good Sam Club was created over 50 years ago to help folks like you get the most out of your travels. And today, with over 1.5 million members, the club provides the resources you need and a friendly community to back you up, making the journey that much more fun and exciting. The Good Sam Club is well known for saving RVers money with member discounts on RV accessories, installations, campgrounds, even fuel. Good Sam helps keep more money in the RVer's pocket. It's also there to help you when you need support on the road, offering services like roadside assistance, warranties, and insurance, and more, all designed by RVers like you. When you join the Good Sam Club, you gain access to free publications, expert technical advice, how-to videos, and a library of articles that make RVing easier. Good Sam gives you the opportunity to learn more about RVing so you can get the most out of your time on the road. 1.5 million Good Sam members, and you can do more than just share the road with them. You become part of the largest RV community, where members connect to share information, offer advice, meet up for social events, even volunteer together. Good Sam Club's about much more than just savings. It's about community, helping your fellow RVer, getting support on the road, learning more about RVing. The Good Sam Club, good friends, good fun, great savings. Join today.
You're listening to Road Trekking,
the podcast.
You can find show notes, links to resources and websites Mike and his guests mention, and background material, videos and photos on the roadtrekking.com RV travel blog.
And you can also send Mike a voice question to answer on the podcast.
From the blog, just click the send voicemail button.
That's at roadtrekking.com.
The small motorhome RV travel blog.
Travel blog.
As I said, the RVIA show here, the industry trade show, is not open to the public. It's mostly attended by RV manufacturers and a lot of vendors, some cool parts out there, and RV dealers. One of the bigger dealers in the eastern part of the country is Fretz RV, and they're located in Pennsylvania. And I've heard about Fretz a long time. People have left great comments on some of our Facebook pages about their dealings with Fretz. And so I got a kick, enjoyed getting to meet today, running into Steve Fretz from Fretz RV. And while I was talking to him, I figured I'll whip out the old recorder and we'll get his take on how the RV industry is doing and what he thinks of the show. So meet Steve Fretz. Steve Fretz, welcome to the podcast and the big RVIA show here, industry show. This is going to be a big week.
It is, absolutely.
What are you seeing at this show that is catching your eye?
A lot of technology changes. A lot of manufacturers introducing different types of technology that we haven't seen before. So I'm kind of excited about that. You know, we could use a fresh look on things to come. Yeah.
You see that new Zion that Road Trek introduced. What's your thoughts on the Zion and that new Ram, ProMaster?
ProMaster chassis, yeah. I really like it. I've been pleased with the ProMaster chassis. We have that with some other product, and it's a nice handling vehicle. It drives good, gets good fuel economy. So it kind of rivals the fuel efficiency of a diesel at a lot less money. So people can get into a brand new Class B for close to a late model used Class B, which, as everyone knows, are hard to come by.
Now, my question, as we look at the whole increase in Class B sales over the last couple of years, they just keep going up and up and leading the market in terms of sales percentage increases. Why is that? What is about that small motorhome that is so appealing to people?
It's the versatility of it is really what we're seeing, and it's changing in terms of demographics. So stereotypically, it used to be, I'll call it, a mature couple that would buy a Class B motorhome.
That'd be like me, right? Maybe I'm one of the younger guys.
I'm just going to leave it at mature couple, Mike. Okay?
He's rolling his eyes. You can't see that on this podcast, but that's okay. Mature couples, like me.
Yeah. Now what we're seeing are families that are buying something that necessarily aren't interested in a full-blown quote-unquote RV, but want the features of an RV and want to be able to do traveling and touring in a vehicle. So almost like the soccer mom on steroids, you know, it's a little bit more than the minivan. They don't want the luxury, they want the ride, but now they have a bathroom, they have a place to seat people, they have a place to heat popcorn up in a microwave, et cetera, et cetera.
It's great for literally those soccer moms who have all that time between games, and the kids can hang out in there, charge all their iDevices.
Sure, I got four kids, I know the feeling. I mean, you're constantly on the road, and it seems like things are further and further apart. You know, it's not just you're bouncing from one town to the next, now you're going into other states at times, so it is a bit of a deal.
You talked a little earlier on about the technology. It seems to be the big change. Give me an idea of what kind of technology you've been seeing, and what is it that seems to be driving this excitement that we're hearing about all the new gadgets on these RVs.
Well, I think people are just more receptive to the technology now. Most people have smartphones. They're looking to integrate smartphones with their everyday life. So now you have smartphones that can control the lights and heating system in vehicles, etc. So, you know, Road Trek's kind of jumped on board with that with their E-Trek series. It's environmentally friendly, using lithium batteries now. So you're seeing a lot more technology in terms of solar and more mobility. You're kind of off the grid, so to speak, rather than having to rely on fossil fuels or power plant that you plug into. You know, you're have motorhome, we'll travel type of thing.
Now we're in the 2015. We're seeing the 2015 models being introduced in the automotive industry. We might see what's new, but it's going to be 2 or 3 years before they show up in dealer showrooms. At this show, the 2015s, when will people be able to actually see these, look at them, get their hands on them, and hopefully buy them?
Well, they're taking orders now, Mike. So, you know, we'll place orders that'll start to come in for spring. So we'll hit the spring shows and have that product for
most
for spring.
Of these are actually in production or will be right away.
Oh yeah, they're all in production. Right
so
now.
What we see and we're reporting on in the new models, they'll be in your showroom and in other RV showrooms around the country yet this year. Time to get that new RV.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Steve Fretz, we hear great things about your dealership on our Facebook page. People often say very nice things about it, and we like to see those dealers who do a good job get the good notice, and you guys do indeed get that good notice. So,
well, we do try. We do try.
Thanks much. Great to see you.
All right. Thanks.
All right, that's Steve Fretz. He's one of the bigger RV dealers around the country, and enjoyed meeting him, hooking up with him. We also talked to some guys from ANS RV in Auburn Hills, Michigan, and we ran into some dealers from across all over the country, really, but as well as up in Canada. We had a couple of folks who followed the podcast. I'm not good with my French, but Rive Sud, is that right? It's all in French, but Jean Veilleur, he speaks English better than I speak French. So, Les Royuts, I shouldn't even try. I could do Spanish, but I can't do French. But anyway, really enjoyed meeting them from Quebec. And lots of dealers here. We'll be talking to many more of them over the next couple of days. If you have some stuff you'd like us to talk about, let us know. We're going to do podcasts 3 days in a row. Podcast episode number 10, 11, which we'll do tomorrow, and 12, which we'll do the next day.
Traveling North America in a Class B motorhome. This has been Road Trekking the Podcast with journalist Mike Wendland. Got a question for next week? Click the send voicemail link on the roadtrekking.com blog. Till then, we'll see you out there. Road Trekking. Road Trekking.
Now, we've got a lot of interesting stuff coming up. We also looked at Leisure Travel Vans. They've got one of the neatest B-plus models I have seen in a long time. It's their Unity model and their new 2015. We'll preview that. We'll meet Dean. If you've ever looked at their videos, we'll talk with Dean and get a tour of some of Leisure Travel Vans' operations, and we'll talk about that tomorrow as well. And ran into a couple of great guys who are in the RV industry press. And we had a great interview with Bob Zagami, and you'll hear Bob and his sidekick tomorrow as we get going. Meantime, I want to let you know this is Road Trekking the RV Podcast, and if you'd like to have your voice message heard, do us a favor, be a part of the podcast, and just leave me a message. Click the right-hand button at roadtrekking.com. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/roadtrekking, and take a look at our past episodes here of the show. And if you do listen to the show, would you do me a big favor? I mean, a huge favor. Would you please give us a review on iTunes or Stitcher? That really helps us. We're still a new podcast, and we're trying to pick up followers, and your reviews and ratings really do help. New releases of this show are every Wednesday, except this week when we're doing Tuesday night, a special edition, which is this episode number 10, and then episode 11 and 12, which will come following in the next 2 days. We're at the RV Industry National Trade Show in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm Mike Wendland. This has been Road Trekking the Podcast. I thank you so much. Talk to you later.